This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Yes, the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. By the way, all this kind of stuff is going on today. Not only was the audio no good on First Take, and I had to miss the last couple segments of the show, then I had to tape interviews for Max Unboxing on FaceTime, and then I had to rush down to the Seaport because things weren't working for the radio. And at one point, my phone froze, and there's apparently some trick you have to do. I had to look it up on the computer. You go up, down, and then you got to hit a button. You can't just turn it on and off because it was totally frozen for like 5 minutes. And then I just found out, Raj.
Yeah. Well, your phone, tell me what you found out, and I'll tell you what happened, why it froze. But go ahead. What'd you find out?
I found out that minutes after I was in the elevator coming down in my building to get to the Seaport, someone got stuck in the elevator.
Wow.
And I suspect, you know what I suspect is going on?
What's happening?
You know the Sheila Zielinski on Twitter, who's gotten to the bottom of this demon ritual that LeBron does with the chalk. Apparently he's conjuring demons.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that what LeBron is doing, because I was saying that Kawhi was the best player in the world since last year, since the playoffs last year, I think he's putting a hex on me.
You know he watches First Take.
Of course he does.
I know he listens to the radio show, sees it on TV. I think he got word of it.
He did. But he got me almost stuck in the elevator, but I outsmarted him. I got out of there just in time. I had a sixth sense.
You know, your phone also may have frozen because when you FaceTime me on those segments, you were off from First Take from the beach. Sand gets in the phone sometimes. So this happens every Friday. Your technical issues on Friday.
It is amazing how this happens on Friday.
Yeah, you know, so that sand, and, you know, it was a nice beach, nice layout there you had there. But that might have frozen your phone, too. Try and keep it out of the sand.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield looked like he belonged in the NFL last night. He looked like a starting quarterback. Did he look like a franchise quarterback? Yeah, I think he did. That doesn't mean he is one. He's got to do that consistently. But so much of it is coaching, and does a system work for you? And does a coach have a system that he can build around you? Or just does his style fit yours? Warren Sharp of Sharp Analytics, I remember when Stefanski was hired, was saying how good Stefanski should be for Baker Mayfield, and this should be a competitive team. And I recall, it was something to do with like, Warren Sharp is very into personnel packages and how different teams play in different personnel packages. And from 11 personnel, it's like this is going back months, but if you use that too predictably, I think it's not good for Baker, was his point. Anyway, when Stefanski got hired, he thought it would be very good. It looked very good last night. And he looked like a franchise quarterback. Now, you don't really, like a starting quarterback can look like a franchise quarterback in a small sample size in a couple games. Can he keep it up throughout the course of the season? Here's Baker after the game.
Just to come out here and execute, whatever it's called, you go out there and do your job and trust in that system that there's going to be holes. You know, if you establish that run game like you keep hitting on and taking care of the ball, then you're going to have success. So I think that's going to build confidence for us and us playing complementary football with the defense. It's, you know, that's the scary part is if we start clicking and keep getting better, it is going to be a fun ride.
Joe Burrow, meantime, looked like he had arguably the greatest college football season ever, culminating with a performance in the championship game that was ridiculous, and looked like a baller so far in his NFL career. Let's be honest. LeBron tweeted last night, you know, that he's got it. He threw 61 times, 61 times, and completed 60% of his passes. That's pretty good for a rookie on a terrible team, without a preseason, during a pandemic. That's pretty good. I promised I was going to get to calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The one thing about the it factor is there are guys, and I know he's on ESPN now, but there are guys like Mark Sanchez, who was thought, he has it. But that's not enough. You need other things, too, to be a great quarterback. I thought Baker Mayfield had it. Right? Did Johnny Manziel have it? It is fine. The sense that things are, but you need the talent and you need the right system. And even Lamar Jackson, if he had gone somewhere where they didn't wisely build the offense around him, we wouldn't know how good he is. 888-SAY-ESPN. Kevin in Chicago, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
What's up, Max? Thanks for taking my call. I got to say, it's really frustrating the way no one's talking about Goran Dragic, the way they're disrespecting Nikola Jokic. It's all about the Clippers. They're ready to hand Jamal Murray, the captain of the team. They're ready to say this is Jamal Murray's team now, completely forgetting what Nikola Jokic did.
I don't think so. I would say that was true in – look, first of all, heading into this playoffs, the reason I didn't like the Nuggets to get as deep as they did into the playoffs was because I have a star system. Five stars in the NBA, that means that you're an MVP caliber player. Four, you're an all-star. Three, you're a starter. Two, you're a rotation piece. One, you're replacement level. And I think you need minimum one five-star player, and it's a good idea to have two, or at least a couple of 4.5s at least. And I looked at the Nuggets. I thought Jokic is a 4.5. Jamal Murray's like a 4. And Porter Jr. maybe is an ascending 3.5, something like that, given his age and everything, you know, his inexperience. But you can see where he's heading is to great heights if he stays healthy. At any rate, then the playoffs started. And it's not that Jokic was being underrated. It's based on the way Jamal Murray played against the Utah Jazz. That was a five-star player, five stars. Every time Donovan Mitchell raised the bar, Jamal Murray met him and raised him, and then Donovan Mitchell would meet him and raise him, and they just raised each other's games to absurd heights. Jamal Murray at one point against the Jazz had something like 92 or 93 points. Haberstroh tweeted it out at the time. 92 or 93 points, zero turnovers. He was the best player on the team. Now that changed. Against the Clippers, Jokic was the best player on the team, but Jamal Murray was nipping at his heels. Jamal Murray was the second. Look, Jokic was the best player on either team. The second best player on either team when they needed it most was Jamal Murray. That was the problem. That's why the Clippers lost. Kawhi Leonard had to overcome some problems on that team, and I thought he would, by being the best guy on either team in a game seven, especially in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. He wasn't. He wasn't even second best. It was Jokic 1, Jamal Murray 2. However, in the previous series, it was Jamal Murray 1, Donovan Mitchell 2, Jokic 3. So, and by the way, Dragic is getting credit now. He didn't for a while, but he is getting it now. By the way, and it's funny you should mention Dragic. When I think of the kind of player that the Clippers need next season, a kind of guy who could attack you all, like a combo guard, who can run point, but at any rate can create offense for himself and others, can attack off the dribble, but the ball doesn't necessarily stick with him, right? So I think Drew Holiday, and Drew Holiday's a proven playoff performer and a great defender when you need him to be. But he's an excellent defender anyway, but when you need him most, he's a great, great defender. He elevates even over his normal excellent standard. If you can't get Drew Holiday and Dragic, a guy like Dragic is available, that's a very good idea for a team like the Clippers, in my view. Let's see. Mike in Indiana, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
What's up, Max, man? Go Hoosiers. First off, I'm going to get this off real quick. Just say you was wrong about Kawhi Leonard. You said he was Predator. You said he was Megatron. You said he was RoboCop. Really, he was like a character on Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear. He just didn't.
Mike, when did I not say that? When did I not say I was wrong about Kawhi Leonard?
I mean, but you don't got to put all these extras and old chemistry and all.
I didn't. That's simply untrue. What I did was say he choked and he can't be considered the best player in the world. And then I said, sorry, LeBron, you've been the best all along. Now, that's not the only thing you're going to say. We're talking about sports. There will also be other things mentioned. So I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you didn't hear all that other stuff. But anyway, what else you got?
I heard you like to get your point across, and you just think we're going to forget about all of the season, about how
great. No, don't talk slick. Wait a minute. Don't talk slick. I said all those things. I said all those things. And let me tell you something else. You think we're going to forget. When you give opinions for a living and you're not scared, you're going to be wrong sometimes. I'm wrong less than everybody else. But I'm on the radio and on TV talking about it.
And that's great. And that's why I'm here, because I love to hear you talking about it on the radio. You feel me? So I got nothing left for you.
All right. Now we're friends again. First we were enemies. Now we're friends again.
Sometimes all you got to say is, you know what? I was wrong. I'm going to just be quiet and hope this ends.
Oh, I'm never going to be quiet. That's not why you're listening for me to be quiet. Mike, you got to get to your point now. We started out enemies. Now we're friends. But now we're like neutral. I got to hear what you have to say on the point you have to make.
Well, let's go back. You know, first off, I mean, this was the first time Baker Mayfield. I mean, it wasn't about him. It wasn't about him grabbing the catch. It wasn't about him getting dropped. It wasn't about him being Oklahoma and all that. All the pressure was off of him. Mm-hmm. The real story was about this kid, this young stud, you know, coming from LSU that put up one of the greatest NCAA football performances ever. You know, so for once, it wasn't even about Baker. What Baker did yesterday was basically save them from getting a new quarterback next year, getting a new head coach next year.
I don't think game two would have decided that anyway. It would have been bad for Baker. But he rode Nick Chubb, and Kareem Hunt was also used well. And they have talent on the defense, and he's facing a rookie quarterback on the worst team in football last year without a preseason to prepare. So, yeah, things were in his favor. But the pressure being off, I don't think, was about facing Joe Burrow. The pressure being off had a bit to do with play action and using Nick Chubb in the run game. Mike has a pretty good call there. You know what, Raj? You give Mike priority next time. He came right at me. We started out enemies and then friends and then, I don't know, frenemies at the end. It was good.
I like the slick part where he tried to be slick on you. That was pretty good.
It was.
Can you read that highlighted part for me?
There is no better place to get in on all the gridiron action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. Raj, please include the Thursday games in our league. You're not including Thursday games. Every Thursday, I'm missing out on somebody. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings app now and use code MAX. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the Week 2 action. That's code MAX, M-A-X, only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Michael Thompson joins us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line for a segment we call Father Knows Best. Hey, Michael, or Raj, I need to talk to you. We need imaging for Father Knows Best. We should do it with Michael in a vest, you know, in a cardigan, maybe smoking a pipe in an easy chair with all the Thompson kids around him, you know, dressed up in their PJs or something
telling those dad jokes.
Yeah, we need imaging for Father Knows Best. And also, Max Me Anything should be Axe Max. We've decided on that, right?
Yes, we have. Now talk to Michael.
Michael, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, just make sure it's not a crack pipe.
Why would it be a crack pipe? Sometimes when you say things, I think maybe it's been a crack pipe. But in fact, a lot of times you'll say something that I think is crazy, and it turns out there was some wisdom there. Look at that.
Well, that's because I'm a little bit older than you, Max. I've been through more life experience than you. I've seen more throughout sports history than you've seen, probably twice as much.
Lived through it, yeah.
You need to start listening to me, young man.
Yeah, well, I do listen to you a bunch, as a matter of fact. I do. When we've done radio together, I've come away enlightened about some issues. What did you think about before we get to the Lakers and the Clippers, for that matter, what did you think about what you heard post-game when Marcus Smart apparently was upset and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart were going at it and yelling and everything? Apparently it was about, from one point of view, Marcus Smart's shot selection. But from Marcus Smart's point of view, it was about intensity. What is your feeling about that and about how this affects the Celtics going forward?
I think it's good that those guys had that kind of an emotional outburst. It's good to let that out instead of keeping it in. You know, this has happened before in the past, and teams in the playoffs who are, you know, down and frustrated. Just that now, Max, you've got the, you know, reporter station right outside the door with 24/7 coverage. Instagram, social platforms, you can get to the story right away. This has happened before. It's no big deal. If you're a player, you understand that you're going to have flare-ups. It's like being in a family. And just like I'm sure when you and Stephen A. have your pre-show meetings, you guys have those same type of outbursts. So there's nothing new. I mean, it's no big deal. As usual, you in the media are overreacting about
it. You're in the media. What are you talking about, me in the media? You're just as much in the media as I am.
Yeah, that's true, but at least I'm the one with common sense, and I don't panic like you and Stephen A. do.
Who's panicking? Listen, I get paid to panic. What are you talking about? First of all, and by the way, because we all get paid to panic, the athletes get paid more money because people are interested in all the drama. Michael,
yeah, I think the drama's good.
I think it actually is a big deal because I think it might help the Celtics. I think that there are some players who think they want it, and then they get around someone who's kind of next-level competitive. Like, I look at Jimmy Butler. There are guys who are more talented than Jimmy Butler, but he's better than most of them because he's extra competitive. And I get the same sense from Marcus Smart. Maybe that's what these other guys need.
Yeah, that's why it's no problem. And you're right. If the rest of the Celtics play with the fire that Marcus Smart portrays every game, they'll be fine. And they do. Jaylen Brown and the rest of the guys, they play hard. Kemba Walker, Tatum and those guys, they compete. They can play hard. They're just right now being outplayed and out-toughed by Miami. And Marcus Smart wants to wake them up. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Meantime, Miami's lost one game all playoffs. One game. And you know, usually when a Pat Riley team, and I don't mean to give Spoelstra the short shrift, because Spoelstra is a great championship coach. And he's a Riley disciple, but he's totally intense and excellent. And not that just intensity equals excellent, but in his case, he has both. And, but usually when Pat Riley's been in charge, and he's the boss, if he's had a transcendent star, a Magic Johnson, a LeBron James, he's won the whole thing, right? Dwayne Wade and Shaquille O'Neal has won. When he's had a hard-working star who's something a little bit less than LeBron or Shaq or someone like that, he's had very competitive teams, but they haven't won the championship. I'm thinking like Alonzo Mourning, Tim Hardaway, right? Or the Patrick Ewing teams. But this Heat team, while they may not have a single transcendent star, Michael, up and down their roster, everywhere you look, there's a guy who knows his role. There's a guy who plays defense. There's a player. You know, like they got a lot of guys like that. Butler and Dragic and Hero and Duncan Robinson and Bam. And it goes on and on and on. Can this team win a championship?
Oh, no question about it, man. They're proving that they could beat anybody. And anybody who underestimates this Heat team, they're going to be in for a world of trouble. And when the Lakers get to the finals and they see the Heat, believe me, LeBron ain't going to let his Lakers underestimate these teams too. Because if you're in the finals, you deserve to be there and you're qualified. And that means you can also win the finals too. So when the Heat get there, if they hold on to this lead and beat the Celtics, when the Lakers get there, they're not going to underestimate Jimmy Butler and that competitive group.
Well, I hope, Michael, you finally learned your lesson. I tried to convince you that LeBron James was the best player in basketball. You insisted it was Kawhi Leonard, but I think that time has told and Kawhi choked in the fourth quarter. It's got to be LeBron. Do you finally see what I've been talking about?
All season long, you were driving me crazy with this concept that Kawhi and Paul George was the best duo in basketball. I'm going, what the heck is wrong with Max? Does he need his eyes checked? Obviously the best duo in basketball in the last, I don't know, say maybe 15 years, okay, last couple of years, is AD and KD, since Steph and KD. So when you have and by the way, you have the two best players in basketball on the same team, you are supposed to win.
Yes, the Lakers are supposed to win. And by the way, I'm glad the Lakers are still alive. Although, of course, you start rooting for your prediction when you do a national show. And like, so I was certainly rooting at least for the Clippers to get there, if not actually for the Clippers to win, because I predicted they'd win. But then once they lose, I'm very happy that they lost, because then I get to jump back on the bashing the Clippers thing. You know, never hung even a second-round championship banner. What I noticed, Michael, is that Magic Johnson got right on. Magic, who's always positive and nice to everyone and seeing the best, as soon as the Clippers got eliminated, he was brutal. He was brutal on the Clippers. Like, I didn't know that there was that much animosity from Lakers fans towards the Clippers, or from the Lakers towards the Clippers. In other words, when you're on top as the Lakers have been, who cares about little brother, right? But Magic went at it with a little extra, Michael. I wasn't used to that.
Well, that's out of respect for the Clippers because we used to dismiss them in the past when Donald Sterling owned the team, and we knew they were never going to be a threat, or at least back in those days. They were just like the cute little team in town, but no more. Not as Steve Ballmer and Jerry West, Doc Rivers and Lawrence Frank are calling the shots, and they've shown that they can put together a championship-caliber roster, even though they didn't get it done this year. The Clippers have our attention now. So when they fail, we just like to let them know that now that they have our attention, to remind them that the Lakers and L.A. will always be a Laker town, no matter what.
Magic always has something positive to say. Here's the tweet as soon as the Clippers lost. The Clippers choked again, and then that face-smacking emoji. They choked against Houston in 2015. They choked tonight against the Denver Nuggets. I'm like, ooh. So, but that does tell me you're right. There's some respect in there. Like Lakers fans, or the Clippers come up in the world, oh, that's cute. But this year it was a little too much. But I don't think LeBron's been let off the hook not having to face Kawhi. I think Denver is the more dangerous team. That's why they won the series. Even in Game 7 when the Clippers were up 10 points, I was thinking, and I think, I forgot who was on the broadcast, Mark Jackson, I think, made the joke, the Nuggets have them right where they want them. But I was actually feeling that, like, ooh, this is doesn't feel good for the Clippers, even up 10. LeBron has his work cut out for him, Michael, because this Nuggets team has shown, even down 3-1, even down double digits down 3-1 at the half, close to 20 points at the half, they never say die. Like, this is, I think the Lakers are going to win, but the Nuggets have a real puncher's chance here.
Before I talk about the Nuggets, I'll give the Clippers their respect. They lost this year, they failed this year, but don't write them off. They'll be back, they'll run it back next year, and they'll be a threat again because they still have Kawhi and Paul George in their prime, and they'll get better, and they'll learn from this. But Denver, you're right, Denver's battle-tested. But here's the difference, though, with Denver's facing now into this series. Jokic has to face a three-headed monster at center. Dwight, JaVale, yep. and Anthony Davis. That's three guys who can really D up, who are championship-caliber players. And, of course, JaVale's got two rings under his belt. He's been there, done that in big situations. His length is going to bother Jokic, and so will Dwight Howard's strength. And then AD guards Jokic better than any other player in the league.
Yep, it's a
and
bad
then with
matchup.
Jamal Murray's concern, with Jamal Murray's concern, the Lakers have already had two series to practice and how to control a scorer like him and Damian Lillard and James Harden. How they did a good job against those guys. So they'll go in with that same mindset, that same strategy to slow down Jamal Murray.
I think that's excellent analysis. And when you look at the Lakers, the fact that people like me were taking the Clippers and the odds makers like the Clippers a lot and smart people in the business seem to like Clippers, a lot of basketball people. But the bottom line was, wire to wire, basically, the Lakers had the best record in the West. And once the playoffs came around, they got even better. So, and then I think that's excellent analysis. They've had practice against a kind of transcendent scorer like a Jamal Murray in Damian Lillard and James Harden. And matchup-wise, at the five, Jokic is a great player and he can control the game with his passing. But you almost couldn't, like, you have AD to put on him, and then you also have Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. The matchup favors the Lakers. I think they should win this in, let's say, six games. But the Nuggets, even when you're up 3-1, even when you have almost a 20-point lead at the half, you cannot count these guys out. This should be a fun series. The great Michael Thompson, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is just ruthless. He just cuts our guests off. Be polite, Chris.
No, we told you we got to do the wedge on you, man, or you'll go till 30 minutes after. We
That's
understand.
Probably true.
We
That's probably true.
Fired.
Mm-hmm. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting, home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote, and buy all online at progressive.com. Raj, that was a clever way to try to cover that all with the mouse, but I've inferred what was there. Extrapolated, what's the word? There was some beef in the Celtics locker room, but you know about that. I'm going to take your calls on the NFL and NBA. I'm going to take calls coming up. There's no better place to get it to get in on all the gridiron action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings app now and use code MAX. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at $1 million in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the Week 2 action. That's code MAX only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Coming up Monday, all the reaction you need to Week 2 in the NFL. Plus, we're getting closer to crowning a champion in the NBA. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, Monday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. You can reach me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, SAY-ESPN. As the NFL season gets underway, make sure you're ready everywhere you go with TuneIn and ESPN Radio. Hear in-depth analysis of your favorite team all season long. Plus, fuel your football fandom by listening to ESPN's biggest football podcasts on TuneIn, including the Adam Schefter podcast, fantasy focused football, and the Mina Kimes Show with Lenny. Download the free TuneIn app to start listening today. Boy, after no sports for so long, I was going nuts last night because there's Thursday night football, and I'm thinking, it's not going to be so good, and I'm going to really watch more of the Celtics Heat, but it turned out to be really good. And the Celtics Heat was competitive and good. And the Yankees, my Yankees, were setting a major league record with their third consecutive game with at least 6 home runs hit in the game. These dudes lost their minds. Luke Voit, boy, that's a slugger. His home run to at-bat ratio was good, but that was when the Yankees traded for him with the Cardinals. But that was almost like the Seinfeld, where they ran into where Steinbrenner, played by Larry David, goes to Costanza's house, and Frank Costanza opens the door. Jerry Stiller opens the door, and you know, what the hell did you do? Why'd you trade Jay Buhner? And the Steinbrenner, and Larry David playing Steinbrenner, is talking about Ken Phelps. My people were talking about Ken Phelps' bat, because Ken Phelps was this big lefty platoon hitter who could really destroy right-handed pitching, but was strictly a platoon hitter. And like, you know, go back when I was a kid, Oscar Gamble, like a platoon hitter like that. Great home run to at-bat ratio, just tore the cover off the ball, but a platoon hitter. Luke Voit got to the Yankees kind of looking like that. Like, boy, he's going to be a useful platoon DH type guy. This dude's on a list right now, I think, fewest games to 20 home runs or something like that. First, or most home runs hit in his first 50 games of a season. He was on a list with Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Alex Rodriguez, and someone else awesome. May have been Aaron Judge. And now he's on a list, I think, just with Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle. Oof. Yes, Raj.
Max, I just want you to know, this is like history, breaking news on this show. We just talked baseball for over 60 seconds.
I know. But here's the thing about baseball. You know the way you love soccer, but you can't just admit soccer's boring, but you love it because, I don't know, you grew up with it or something. I know baseball's boring to a lot of people. I'm not trying to claim it's intrinsically as interesting as football or basketball, but I love it. I think I love it the most because I grew up with it. It was the first team sport that I started following, right? Both my parents are from the Bronx. My dad was a Yankees fan. So, what do you want me to tell you? And I was a little kid. It's the late 70s, and the Yankees are winning the World Series. Reggie Jackson and everybody, Ron Guidry. So I'm a huge Yankees fan. So to me, it means a lot. I know you're very excited about Chelsea. They're playing.
Oh, yeah, because speaking of, you said all these sports coming up. What are you going to do Sunday morning, Max? Plays Liverpool at 11:30 Eastern time.
Where's Liverpool? Is that between Soho and Tribeca or something?
So basically, you know, that's Liam's team, Liam Chapman. So if Chelsea wins, I get to run the network for like a week
or so. Next, you're going to tell me that Battery Park City is playing the Upper East Side. What do you think? Chelsea.
What are you going to do there? You got that. Then you roll into NFL action. Sunday's
Chelsea's playing
crazy.
Midtown.
I'm going to sacrifice my Saturday night. So
are
I'm
they playing
at
Sheep's Meadow in Central Park? Where are they playing?
Man, leave us alone. Come on.
Inglewood's playing Santa Monica.
All right.
These are the only neighborhoods I know in New York and L.A. All right. Well, Raj, thanks to you, none of the callers got through on that segment. But I do want to take callers. By the way, wait till you hear this conspiracy theory on LeBron James. Does it make any sense? Maybe this crazy lady's onto something. Last take coming up at the Max Kellerman Show. The wait is finally over. Football season is here, which means Hulu has live sports. You can watch your favorite players like Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley on Hulu Plus Live TV. Get access to over 65 live channels, plus the largest streaming TV library, including exclusive originals and the hottest shows and movies. Start your free trial today so you don't miss a moment of the action. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Coming up Monday, reacting to all the action in the NFL from Week 2 and my thoughts on the NBA playoffs, including the Lakers in the Western Conference Final. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, Monday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app at SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. See, Raj, this is why you couldn't get a psychic. She could tell right away that this segment would be no good because you're underproducing. You didn't want any part of it. I really wanted a psychic on the show for final take because of this Sheila. What's her name, Raj? Zillin or something like that.
Yeah.
One of these conspiracy, you know, anti-vaxxer, anti-anything good people. But apparently, she's on to something with LeBron James. Sheila Zielinski warns that LeBron James is an Illuminati wizard who's conjuring up demons before every game. So I really wanted a psychic on to tell us what kind of demons and everything. Maybe talk to the demons. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Shell on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Tune in for interleague action this Sunday as the Cubs host the Twins, presented by Geico. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know on First Take, I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's last take.
Okay, so her name is Sheila Zielinski, and she's a right-wing conspiracy theorist who is anti-vaxxer and pro, like, lunatic websites and stuff. However, in this case, Raj, she's come up with something. She's caught LeBron James red-handed. I want you to listen to this, everybody.
Is LeBron James just an athlete? Well, I believe this expose, we're going to take a little dive into what I believe is quite frightening. Now, here you're going to see this chalk ritual toss, what the sports world calls it a chalk toss, but it's simply a disguise for what he's really doing, a high-level conjuring, a spell, an incantation from this Illuminati wizard where he's summoning demons. I believe he's conjuring up demons before every game. Plain and simple. Really take a look at these so-called chalk tosses. It is very frightening, this ritual that he does. I mean, putting his hands up, these Baphomet-style dragon demons appear. Is LeBron James just an athlete?
You know, it's so devious. It's so devious, Raj. He was doing it in plain sight the whole time. How could we never see it? It was right in front of our faces. And he disguised it as a chalk ritual, and he's actually summoning demons. That's why he's been this good for this long. It makes sense now.
Ah, and what did you say earlier about the Kawhi, how it relates to Kawhi?
Well, obviously, he put a hex on Kawhi, clearly. It's the only way my predictions go wrong. I mean, I'm glad he did. I am a Lakers fan. I'm glad he did. But
So it takes demons for you to get your predictions wrong. Is that what you're
clearly
telling me?
Clearly. What I want to know, we need to get LeBron on the show just to tell us what he's asking these demons to do exactly. Like, this is just my theory. It's all theoretical at this point. But and I'd like to get the video. I'd like to play the video next week at some point, Raj, because the video, she clearly outlines the chalk, which if you look hard enough, maybe you could almost see the face of a demon.
It's deep stuff, man.
How come we couldn't get a psychic on today? I really wanted to talk to the demon.
Well, I think they're psychic. They knew what I wanted to call about, and they didn't want to mess with the demons.
They don't want to mess with the demons, or they knew that you weren't properly producing this segment?
Both. For one, I didn't know I have a host today until 2 minutes before the show, thanks to your little
I hustled.
Friday shenanigans.
Look at me. I hustled down to the seaport.
Yeah, you still there got
there could be COVID at every corner that I turn. It's funny because, you know, as time went on, you know, with COVID, you're like, you get a little more relaxed. Especially in New York, people have been very careful and the curve got flattened. You get a little more relaxed. But then when it's time to go back to work, you know, it's like, I don't know about this. Philip in Maryland, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, how are you?
This is a scintillating call so far, Philip in Maryland. What do you got to say, Philip?
All right. I don't know if you looked at the card this Sunday, but the Vikings, after putting up 4 touchdowns against Aaron Rodgers had a back against the wall, prove everyone wrong. You know, they drafted Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings ran the ball for 100-plus yards, are going to Indianapolis,
mm-hmm.
and are underdogs against the Colts, who just laid an egg against the Jaguars. Phillip Rivers threw 2 picks, Marlon Mack injured, Jack Doyle injured.
By the way, I am with you. I hear where you're going with this. I agree with you. I think the Colts are overrated right now. I think primarily that's because they thought Phillip Rivers was some upgrade at quarterback. That would have been true several years ago. I don't think it's true anymore. And I think the Vikings win that game too. How much time we got, Raj? 30 seconds? No more calls. I could have predicted that. I didn't need a psychic for that. So LeBron James is conjuring demons. That's what it turns out. That's what's happening. There's video evidence. Chalk in the face of demons. It explains some things. He's going to need those demons to beat Jamal Murray. No, he won't. I think Michael Thompson's analysis is right on the money. It's a bad matchup for the Nuggets. And by the way, LeBron James is the real MVP. We're going to get into that on Monday. Huge weekend in the NFL and NBA. Chinay Ngola Jr. coming up ESPN Radio.
The new ESPN app, now with ESPN Plus. Baseball, hockey, soccer, and college football. You want more? I hope so. Because with Plus, you get new films, shows, and docs. The new ESPN app. Download now and sign up for ESPN Plus today.